Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
The Rush Hour, Triple M.
And we've got a very, very special guest. Everyone needs to keep an eye out for a wonderful series starting on the ABC tomorrow night at 8:30. Mm-hmm. It's called Man Up, One Man's Mission to Break the Silence. And it is hosted and the whole show is run by our man in Sydney who dominates on Triple M, Ripper Fella by the name of Gus Wallen. G'day, Gussie.
Yeah, g'day, Howie. G'day, Billy. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Now, this is a must-watch show, tackling, I suppose, the issue of male suicide, Gussie.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, why are we losing nearly 2,400 beautiful Aussie men aged between 15, some of the youngest ones, up to 45 every year? It's the number one way to lose your life if you're an Australian male between those two age groups. It's an absolute national disgrace. Jeez. And enough of the BS and enough of the soft talking. What we need to do is change the way that we talk to our young men and talk to our men now. We've got to give them the opportunity to talk about their feelings and to talk about the fact that you could be a bit vulnerable. Now, is it okay? Are you okay today? It's a perfect start. But the next question is the most important one, because most blokes are great at putting on a mask and fobbing off everyone and saying, I'm all sweet. What we need to do is do that next question and really, really listen to the answer in the hope that that person who feels a bit vulnerable actually, you know, gets a chance to get out what their feelings are. And that way the pressure cooker's taken off their mind and hopefully get a bit healthier.
And I suppose we all like to be men and we're males and we're stoic and all that.
Yeah.
But underneath, there are people that really, really suffer out there.
Absolutely. Mm. There's a part of the society that can take whatever you throw at them.
Yep.
So you tick a box there and go, well, you're very, very lucky. There's a whole other heap of guys that can't cope at all. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a huge bunch of group right in the middle where it's touch and go depending on how your life's going. So we need to change that stereotype, which has been thrown into us and flogged into us all our lives, that it's, you know, to be stoic and keep your feelings in. That's a load of garbage. What we need is to be able to give blokes an opportunity to actually be vulnerable and be celebrated and being so strong for showing emotion and showing some tears. That's what we have to do. It's going to be hard. It's not easy.
Yeah, bloody hard.
But believe me, during this whole experience, we had nearly a year on the road doing this, and it's the most amazing show, most emotional show I've ever been involved in. And, you know, so many horrible stories, and it comes down to blokes not being able to talk to someone about a problem they have.
It's really interesting, the point you make, Gussie. And I was thinking about it when I was reading about a bit of the stuff you'd been saying today before we had you on. And I've got a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son. And if my 6-year-old daughter's ever in tears, I thought to myself, yeah, I hug her and tell her you're okay and give her a kiss. And my young bloke, I say, come on, mate, come on.
Man up.
Get on with it, mate. Get on with it. And I was reading something that really touched me, that you said your son, who's a 16-year-old by the name of Jack, someone came into his school. Explain that story, because it really hit a chord with me.
He's actually a terrific bloke. He's from Melbourne. His name is Tom Harkin. He's an Essendon fan, so we sort of give him a break on that one. But he's a terrific bloke. He came into my son's school. Now, my son's right at the edge of the stats, and he's more likely to hold things in than perhaps my two daughters, who are a bit more High School Musical and life's fantastic, and they're always up and down like a you know what. My son is a terrific bloke, bit like his English grandfather, holds everything in. Anyway, I said, Jack, do you mind being part of the show? Because that was an important part. Out of his comfort zone, he did that. And then I said, oh, I want to come in and talk to not only some of your mates, but some other blokes you don't know particularly well from your school. He said, yes. We walked in there, and Tom, within the first half an hour, let's say you've got 14, 15, 16-year-old boys, and there's about 20 of them. They're all being smart ass. They're all on their phone. Yeah, they're not listening. Mm. Half an hour in, a few of them are starting to take heed. About an hour in, everyone's listening. Within an hour and a half, by scratching the surface and giving these young blokes a little bit of a stage to be able to talk about their real feelings rather than the weather, the girlfriends and the sporting team. So give them a proper thing to talk about. They were all in tears.
Mm.
Every single one of them was in tears because they were given an opportunity to talk about something that was important. And all of a sudden, my son said to me, he said, Dad, that's the best day of education I have ever had. And most amazing. And I sat there in tears in another room watching it on a monitor. And then we had this hugest hug at the end. And those moments are just, well, they rip my heart out because blokes walk around at school, these young blokes, trying to be the best at sport, trying to get the girl, trying to be good at everything, that, and they don't want to show any vulnerability, because if they do, they won't be in the top group or anything.
Yeah.
That's the pressure they hold around. And just under the surface, if you allow them, then they can totally and utterly show you exactly how they truly feel.
We're speaking to Triple M's own Gus Wallen. He's got a three-part series on ABC, starts tomorrow at 8:30. Man Up, One Man's Mission to Break the Silence. And it is Mental Health Week at the moment, so if you've got any dramas, always Lifeline's there, 13, 11, 14. Plenty more sport, etc. to speak to you about, Gussie.
I wanted to ask him about this one.
Yeah,
go on. Went speed dating. As part of this show, by the way, the three-part
series.
All
the things, all the things that are listed here, and Bill picks up speed dating,
Gus. Because this is what I like about it. Gussie went out speed dating to find out what women really want in a man.
I see.
Yes.
So this is interesting. What do women really want in a man, Gus?
Because none of us know, Gus.
No. Well, I got permission from my missus. I've been married 20-odd years, and I said, do you mind if I do it? She said yes. In fact, I got myself all dressed up. Got myself a haircut, a little bit of cologne, got myself into this pub in Sydney.
Yep.
And the girls basically want us to be sensitive and lovely, but also strong, have a good job, but love your job. Like, what they really wanted overall was a little bit impossible. I think we all can understand and we sort of nod along with that. Mm. But the overall thing was they'd much prefer a bloke in touch with his emotions and his feelings and that type of stuff rather than a bloke who is super tough and strong and stoic and never talks about his feelings.
And a bloke that maybe says sorry occasionally. We're not good at that, Gussie.
We're terrible at saying sorry and we're very good at not listening as well. So they love all that sort of stuff too. And I mean, it's common sense, but it's not. I asked the blokes, what do you think the girl wants over there? Do you like her? And he goes, yep. I go, what do you think she wants? And she goes, well, I want strong. She wants strong. She wants a good body. She wants me to be able to wine her and dine her. And I said, well, I just spoke to her. She doesn't care about any of those things. She just wants a really good bloke who's honest and shows his emotions and stuff. And, you know, boys, sometimes we're trying to tell girls what they want when really, you know, that's pretty simple.
Yep.
Gussie's got a show, Man Up, One Man's Mission to Break the Silence, tomorrow night on ABC at 8:30. Gussie, you were just talking about suicide, etc. How do you break the silence? How do you have that very first conversation to break the ice?
I think, Howie, you need to know that it's going to be an awkward conversation. It's normally a place we don't want to go, which is why we're so good at banterland, which is sort of sport, weather, your girlfriend, job. We can all talk about that at the cows come home and everyone's very happy and comfortable. So it's about getting uncomfortable with someone that you love enough to be uncomfortable with. So you don't go up to a mate in the pub amongst the whole group and say, this is how I feel. You grab one of the boys and say, on the quiet, this is how I'm feeling, and then hope that that bloke will then take it to the next stage. The bloke you tell or the people that you're talking to, they don't need to be the experts, but if someone else knows, then they can put you in the right direction.
Hey, well done, Gus. It's fantastic. It is on tomorrow night, 8:30 ABC, Man Up. It's called You're a Sporting Tragedy. You love your sport. What's going on with our cricket team over there in South Africa?
Well, I'm hopefully with Howie on here that we're resting so many of the big blokes for the summer, which is why we're struggling, but still 4-0 down and... You know, we're still getting enough runs, but our bowlers, I look at our bowlers sometimes, and I have to sort of Google them to find out who's who in the zoo.
Well, who's right, Worrell? We got Worrell, we got Tremaine, we got Boland, and all the big boys are back here resting up.
Exactly right, and South Africa are no mugs, but they've rested a few as well, and I suppose one day cricket, you know, can go sort of 50-50, but, you know, 4-0 down anywhere, an Australian team is not good enough, and, you know, the other day we scored, you know, nearly 400, and they ran them down easy, so... Anyway, the summer's going to be ahead, and of course, Triple M are calling it, so that's going to be fun as well. Can't wait.
For the test against Pakistan, aren't we?
Yeah, which exactly
will be the
right.
Day nighter, and then the Melbourne test and the Sydney test. You came to everyone's attention in some ways when you went with a mate of mine, Matty Weiss, to the West Indies, and you produced that amazing cricket show over there. And we were I had the pleasure of being there this year, and I was just trying to get a gauge from you at Sabina Park in Kingston, the home of Chris Gayle, whether it was unusual when I was there that there was a green haze of ganja smoke across the whole ground, or is that typical when you were there too?
That is typical, and not just Sabina Park as well. In fact, it was mostly around the crew that we did with an Aussie Ghost Calypso, which includes your great mate, Matty Weiss. And I had such a ball. I mean, I was a salesman selling laptop computers at 38 years of age and sort of, you know, I've got a great mate in Hugh Jackman and he said, oh, mate, that idea you sent me, I flicked it onto Foxtel and they reckon it's a goer. Oh, well, 10 years later, thank God for that. And I've just had such a fantastic time. And, I mean, cricket is my great love. I love my league and I love my AFL, but cricket's my great love. So I can't wait to be involved in something to do with that. Fitzy, our boss at Triple M, told me I'm doing something, but... He's gone missing since he told me that.
He's told a few blokes that just quietly, Gus.
Funny about that.
You mentioned Hugh.
Old mate Hugh. Yeah,
now, Bill and Hugh are very tight, as you know.
Talks about him all the time.
No, he does. You've just spent a week in New York with the big fella?
Yeah, we had a week off the air up here, so I caught the plane to Los Angeles, and Jacko was singing at Kurt Douglas's 100th birthday.
100th birthday?
Yeah, and he looked 110. He looked like Yoda, to be honest.
He's got
the whole slur on and everything, but he's good for 100. And yeah. Jacko sang a couple of Les Mis's. Then Michael Douglas very kindly gave us his private plane to fly back into New York. And then we had this great day at the Jets. You know, Zac Efron from High School Musical?
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing a musical movie at the moment with Jacko in New York. So he lobs. So we all go to the New York Jets against the Seattle Seahawks, and we get onto the ground, which is enormous. The crowd goes ballistic for Jacko and Zac Efron.
And you.
And then I had to listen to Zac talking about Zac for the rest of the match. I said, mate, Zac, I don't get the NFL very often. I really want to watch it and study it and so forth. And he just carried on. Oh, did you watch High School Musical 1, 2, and 3? Righto, mate. Honestly, I get it. You haven't made a decent flick since, but...
Yep.
You know, I kept drinking my Greyhound drinks and a couple of hot
doggies. Tell us about that.
What's the Greyhound?
Yeah, you found a new drink.
I have. It's the vodka with a nice dash of fresh lime with grapefruit juice and ice.
Bill hasn't taken any notes the entire show, and he's writing this down as we speak, Gus.
Every one of your listeners get stuck right into the Greyhounds, and they're absolutely delicious.
Hey, Gus, we appreciate your time. Man Up, one man's mission to break the silence. A very important show in many ways. Three-part series on ABC starts tomorrow night at 8:30. We've seen a little bit of it. It's a very special show, mate. Congratulations, and may it help many people out around the country.
Look, thank you, Billy. Thank you, Howie, so much for your time, and hope to see you soon, boys.
Well done, Gus.
Good on you, Gussie.
The Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now. Supercoach.com.au.